702.
Befilo is on Twitter
at
Bakanyane.
She is an author, anthropologist, writer, a journalist, chef, and can always be relied upon to find absolute treasures and gems when it comes to food and the culinary side of life. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Anna Trepido, and today Anna's compiled a list, short one, of her favorite things to cook for Heritage Day. Good morning, Anna.
Hello.
So many things to cook, eat and drink around this special day, the 24th of September. What's in mind?
Well, you know, these are actually things that other people can cook and just sort of sit down and enjoy.
Well, even better.
I mean, at the moment, I'm personally just so obsessed with jollof rice that I appear to have abandoned my heritage and I'm born again Nigerian. But that's a story for another day. But at the moment, if we're dealing with Heritage Day, that, you know, obviously there are so many things to choose and so little time, and we should just say every day is Heritage Day. But I picked three things that seemed heritage-y and quite distinct so that, people could have a pick. And they are also, all of them, they are small businesses that, you know, are superheroes for having toughed it out through lockdown.
Beautiful.
And we should be supporting.
So, yeah.
Option number one is Native Noisy. Now, Native Noisy, they are, it's run by a woman called Mokhadi Mabela, and she is a third generation beekeeper that she, for a decade now, has been harvesting and seeing honey that she has from environmentally sustainable hives all across Gauteng and Mpumalanga and Limpopo. And this honey is just, it's an absolute revelation that I thought that I knew about honey, and then you taste Native Noisy honey and you say, that other stuff is just basically sugar water. This is the real deal. that if people are looking for a Rosh Hashanah sort of sweet life honey and apple experience, this is the honey that you need for your new year. That what they have done in the last, you know, it's so brave that on the 1st of July, Mokhadi opened a shop. You know, that when everybody else was sort of hibernating, she put down bricks and mortar roots that she now has in the Greenland Centre at Menlo Park.
Lovely.
So even if you don't get to the event talking about, go buy the honey on another occasion, you won't be sorry. They are, it's called the Native Noisy Emporium, and it's got all her lovely honey, but it's also got a whole lot of others that are sort of delicious African women-owned business. Kind of yumminess.
So nice to have at this time. What's happening on the 24th specifically?
Exactly. So on Thursday the 24th, Native Noisy and Indiza Heritage Foods, who are another similar sort of business, are hosting a Heritage Day lunch experience. It's from 12 p.m. You do have to book because the venue is relatively small. And there are limited places, but they are doing a multi-course African deliciousness experience. That it's quite sort of Limpopo, north of South Africa in its food style. You know, that there's all sorts of yumminess. There will be chopi, which is a sort of pumpkin and maize melange. There'll be sorghum bread. There'll be a whole lot of delicious peanutty, ground nutty chicken dishes. There's buchu kombucha. There's kama ginger beer. Just, it's going to be fabulous. It's 580 Rand per person. As I say, you have to book, which you can either do through the Native Noisy website, and you just look for Native Noisy online, or you phone them on 066-232-7780. And they say traditional attire, but they mean that that is whatever you think your traditional attire is. So if your traditional attire is a Kaiser Chiefs hat, that will do. Native Noisy on the 24th of September, lunchtime. That's a kind of nice casual bistro lunch.
And I see that they're going to start hosting beekeeping workshops and honey tastings now that we are finally at level one of this lockdown.
I know, it's so exciting that you know, Mohadi is just so skilled and she has so much to teach. And she's also so good at sort of making communities. So she's got a whole lot of really clever, skilled friends as well.
Awesome.
So they are going to have beekeeping, honey tastings. You know, you can have a baby shower there. You name it. Kind of sweetness and native Nosy go hand in hand.
Fantastic. So that is native Nosy. Nosy is spelled N-O-S-I. And it's the same. It's the same name and handle on Twitter as well as online for that website. All right. The second option is Chef Siyakowo's fine dining heritage new African cuisine lunch. Yum. Tell me more.
And we've talked about Siyakowo before.
Yeah.
He is, I think, the most exciting South African chef. That he's extraordinarily innovative in the way that he looks at the way that the modern and the ancient interact in a fine dining space. So on the 26th of September, the Saturday,
sure,
he is holding a fine dining, new African cuisine, five-course tasting menu. So it's at the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School, which is Vishna Street in the Johannesburg CBD. And, you know, if you haven't been to that building, just it's so inspiring. You just think this is a great new world city. You know, that build itself is so sort of epically grand with mm-hmm. high ceilings and huge space. And, you know, what's lovely about that is, you know, we're still all anxious about physical distancing because it's not social distancing. We want to be socially together in a way that doesn't mean we breathe all over each other. And, you know, the Culinary and Pastry School in Commissioner Street has such a big space that the tables can be very widely spaced, that the ceilings are very high, that you just feel very serene in a coronavirus environment there.
Mm-hmm.
That it's 550 Rand per person. There is safe parking. That you phone 074-812-1913. He's also on Instagram. So mm-hmm. if you go to Kobo Cuisine, you can find out more there. And if you miss this or if you are just still anxious about going out in any way, Siyakowo will come to your house and do you a heritage cuisine fine dining feast at your house as well. You can book him.
Lovely.
So either way, it, you know, it's a really exciting experiment in what it means to be a new South African fine dining chef, and I think we should all support.
And of course, that's not limited to Heritage Day. I think you pretty much call him any time you have a function that you're organizing for yourself, right?
I know, it's so exciting. Any time you call him for a function,
yeah.
On the 26th of September, he is doing this sort of posh nosh thing where you could go and be with others. And just such lovely things that he makes mvubu with whey jelly and amasi curd.
Mm.
And he does this really delicious pudding that is a sort of pumpkin pie with a macadamia nut ice cream. And he's got a thing that he calls Cook's Sister Crumble that is just so heavenly that I think it's a diabetic coma waiting to happen, but it is so delicious.
Sounds just indulgent. Sounds absolutely lovely.
I know. And heritage has to be, look how much beautiful, plenty and fabulous. You know, this is the most biodiverse country in the world, you know, that sometimes it has to just say yum in every official language. And that is what Sia always manages to do.
I love it. Our third option is actually happening from Heritage Day until the end of the month. Tell us about that.
Yes. And one is a road trip. So if you're just feeling like you've got cabin fever deluxe and you have to get out and have some wide open space, this is a road trip to Sekakuni land.
Mm.
And again, could not recommend it more highly. That Sechong are, they are a traditional tea producer, that they produce teas in two villages in Limpopo. The one is Khapatla and the other is Khamatlala.
Mm-hmm.
And they are both in Sekakuni Yidich. That, you know, what they've done is they've taken, these are indigenous root and leaves, so it's bia and tepani, that have been part of traditional healers' repertoire for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have had those, and they've scientifically tested at the University of Limpopo, and they've worked with the Agricultural Research Council, so that they are, you know, they know exactly what's in their teas, they can tell you exactly why they are good for you, they can also reassure you that the way they harvest is ecologically sound, that, you know, they're not just sort of pulling it all up and, you know, there will be a legacy for future generations in the way that they are replanting and preserving. That you can buy them online, these teas. You just go to, it's pronounced Sechong, but you spell it Setsong. So S-E-T-S-O-N-G, like a song. So if you go online, you can order them online. And they're in all sorts of smart delis because these teas really are very delicious. And, you know, you can do all sorts of sort of Ponzi chai teas, those things. Or they make fantastic cocktails, I discovered. You know,
oh, really?
You know, they, in all sorts of ways, they are... they don't have to just be virtuous and good for you.
I like the fact that they are working with, like, as you said, the Agricultural mm-hmm. Research Council, and basically making sure that they plant and preserve these plants for future generations.
It.
Yeah.
So, you know, people often make claims for health that what's amazing about Sechong is they can back all that up, you know, that they've got really good scientific information to, you know, support. And, you know, it means that you've got a 360 understanding because, you know, traditional healers in rural communities have known that the stuff is good for you and that it's delicious for a very long time. That so this just means that, you know, everybody on board. That what they are for Heritage Day, and in fact for Heritage Month, is that they have organized that you can go and visit the tea collectors. So, you know, they've got women in those communities, and it's a community project, not sure. like somebody in Joburg has got women, but this is a project that has some women in Johannesburg and some women in Sekakuni land, and they work as a team.
Lovely.
That you can go and visit the women who are collecting those ingredients, processing those ingredients, blending those ingredients. Really, is I've done this before, and you know that you know, there are grinding stones and there are drying rooms, and you know, it really is. It's both very impressive and lovely in all sorts of ways. That they, so you, first of all, you can meet all those people, see what they do, understand their skill. Then you can have a tea tasting, which again you'll be taken through by the women who produce those teas. Mm-hmm. And then there's a really delicious petit style, and again, I've had that lunch. Damn fine. And the other thing they've done, which I think is very creative, and I like because it says, you know, heritage doesn't have to be static, you know, sure. that human culture moves and changes. They've created a tea ceremony inspired by Asian tea ceremonies.
Lovely.
But they've put that into a kind of petty cultural experience. So you can have a petty style tea ceremony. And, you know, it's a lovely day out. You know, Sekakuni land is like Limpopo light. It's 2 hours away. It's not like going all the way to Venda where you kind of, you think, you know, this is an 8 hour journey.
Sure.
It's a 2 hour trip from Joburg. The tour costs 300 rand per person if you're a grown-up and 250 rand if you're a child.
Lovely.
You can book through Quicket. You just go to the Sechong Heritage Tea Experience. And if you've got kids that after a while are not, or husbands who are not interested in tea after a while, there are donkey rides, there's dancing. There's just, you know, that way that Limpopo is just, you know, the sky and the horizon is so wide and big. There's wide open space for people who've just been cooped up for too long.
Sounds beautiful.
I've had an informal version of this experience, and you know, I loved it. So I could not recommend Sechong and their tea makers more highly.
Oh, fantastic stuff, Anna. Always, you are our culinary Gandalf. You'll always smell out the most amazing treats and places in those nooks and crannies. Really, just I'm already just wish I could make my way to all these three places and all these three events. But alas,
and
I am but one woman. I can only do
but
so much.
Do it on other days. You could do Native Nursery on the Thursday. Then on the Saturday, you could go to Sia. And then Sechong are operating for the whole month. So you could be on your way to Sekakuni land next week like quick as a flash.
Small matter of working far too much, right? That's a problem. Yeah, yeah. But maybe we'll throw it out there. If you get
a
chance
to plan your retirement for you,
you planned it for me exactly. Thanks so much, Anna. Really appreciate it. We're going to catch up again next week. Much appreciated.